Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A Northeast Iowa man died this weekend after his motorcycle collided with a vehicle. The Iowa State Patrol says the crash occurred about noon Saturday, just south of Waukon. A Harley-Davidson operated by 37-year-old Adam Green of Sumner was eastbound on Highway 9 when he turned into the path of a westbound Mercedes-Benz SUV driven by 18-year-old Kira Miller of Waukon. Green was airlifted to Gunderson Hospital in La Crosse, where he died from his injuries. Miller, as well as a passenger on the motorcycle who was also injured, 56-year-old Julie Gertz of West Union, were taken by ambulance to Veterans Memorial Hospital in Waukon. The extent of their injuries was not known. The Allamakee County Sheriff's Office, Waukon Police, Waukon Fire Department, Iowa DOT, and Iowa DNR also assisted at the scene. A new trial date has been set for Northeast Iowa woman on arson and animal abuse charges. 44-year-old Mindy Jones is accused of setting fire to her walk-on business, Tin Rust and Harmony, in February 2022. The blaze destroyed Jones' building, heavily damaged an adjacent building, and a dog died in the fire. She has pleaded not guilty to charges of first-degree arson, a Class B felony, and animal abuse, an aggravated misdemeanor. Her trial at one time was scheduled for February 10, 2025 in Allamakee County District Court. However, in September, Jones filed to redemand her right to a speedy trial, which was then moved up to October 30th. Last week, the prosecution filed a request for a special trial date because two of its key witnesses, imperative to the state's case, will both be out of the state on October 30th. That trial has now been reset for November 12th. Jones awaits trial in Northeast Iowa while serving prison time in Minnesota. In October of last year, she was convicted in Fillmore County, Minnesota, to one count of theft by swindle, two counts of theft, and one count of issuing a dishonored check, for which she was sentenced to 2 years and 3 months behind bars. In August, Jones was also convicted in Fillmore County on one count of felony check forgery, with three counts of theft, four counts of check forgery, and two counts of possession of stolen checks dismissed. She was sentenced again to 2 months and 3 years in prison to be served concurrently with her October 2023 sentence. A Northeast Iowa man was injured and a bridge heavily damaged after it was struck by the man's car. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office received a report that a vehicle had hit a bridge along O Avenue south of 170th Street near Randalia shortly before 9:30 Friday morning. At the scene, deputies located a 2009 Mercury Sable hanging over the bridge embankment. Their investigation determined that the driver of the vehicle, 68-year-old Steve Ewens of Olwine, was traveling north when he crossed over the opposite lane of traffic and struck the bridge. Ewens was transported from the scene by private vehicle and later located at Mercy One Medical Center in Olwine. He has been charged with failure to maintain control, no vehicle insurance, and operating a vehicle without registration. His car is considered a total loss, while damages to the bridge were estimated at $15,000. Drugs and guns are sending a North Iowa man to federal prison. 47-year-old Andrew Lofton of Mason City pleaded guilty in U.S. District Court to conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine and possession of a firearm in the furtherance of a drug trafficking crime. Four counts of possession of meth with intent to distribute were dropped as part of a plea deal. Lofton was arrested after a search of his home in April 2023 turned up two handguns with obliterated serial numbers. Also recovered was a backpack hanging outside of Lofton's bedroom window with almost 24-ounce-sized bags of meth and another handgun. Investigators say Lofton helped sell meth between January 2023 and his arrest. He's been sentenced to 15 years and 10 months in federal prison, followed by 5 years of supervised release. The case was investigated by the Sierra-Gordo County Sheriff's Department and the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement. A convoy of U.S. military vehicles are making its way through North Iowa this week as part of a 2,500-mile journey. The Military Vehicle Preservation Association is celebrating the 15th year of their convoy program by retracing the historic Jefferson Highway route from the Minnesota border down to New Orleans. Visit Mason City Executive Director Lindsay James says the convoy arrived in Northwood this morning for a pancake breakfast and a tour of the Waking Miss Winifred before coming to Mason City. The MVPA will overnight tonight and tomorrow night, taking Tuesday as a rest day in Mason City before heading south on Wednesday. James says the public can get an up-close look at the historic vehicles from 4 to 6 p.m. this evening at the Mason City VFW. Starting today, sanitary sewer repairs will close portions of three Mason City streets. Mason City Operation and Maintenance Department says crews will be shutting down South Pierce Avenue between 1st and 2nd Streets Southwest, 6th Street Northeast east of Pennsylvania Avenue, and the 600 block of 3rd Street Northeast. Repairs are expected to last about a week. Drivers advised to use alternate routes. Charles City native Lily Luft is getting ready for her sophomore season of wrestling for the University of Iowa. The three-time state champion for the Comets says her adjustment from high school to collegiate wrestling had a lot to do with attitude.
Loving the process and building each and every single day. You know, it's a grind in college, and I think just finding the pure joy in every day of your training is truly just making that adjustment.
Luft adds that one of her biggest lessons from her first season with the Hawkeyes is being open to bettering her wrestling craft.
That you can learn from anyone on your team, in the room, your coaches, just making sure that you're growing each and every single day. And, you know, I'm excited to have Kennedy in the room and, you know, some more Iowa girls like Naomi and Kiara and, you know, Macy Kilty, and just, you know, growing from all of them and getting better.
Luft earned All-America honors her freshman season in Iowa and is ranked nationally in the top 10 at 138 pounds heading into the new season. Still, even she couldn't imagine being among the clinicians that led a youth wrestling clinic in Mason City over the weekend. That lineup included Kennedy Blades and Adam Kuhn, who both competed in the Paris Olympics, Olympic head coach Bill Zadick, and David Carr, two-time national champ and four-time All-American at Iowa State.
It's amazing. I never would have thought, you know, a few years ago that I would have these opportunities, and, you know, I'm super excited. Like I said, I can learn from anyone and everyone, and, you know, God has blessed me in such a huge way that, you know, I get to do these things every day.
Luft and her Iowa women's wrestling teammates open the 24-25 season November 4th in Pennsylvania against East Stroudsburg University. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.